Welcome to Poet's Corner. I'm your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy. Today, I'll be reading various poets' thoughts of summer. Because, like it or not, it's here. I'll begin with Moonlight, Summer Moonlight by Emily Jane Bronte. 'Tis moonlight, summer moonlight, all soft and still and fair. The solemn hour of midnight breathes sweet thoughts everywhere. But most where trees are sending their breezy boughs on high, or stooping low, are lending a shelter from the sky. And there in those wild bowers a lovely form is laid. Green grass and dew-steeped flowers wave gently around her head. Summer Love Song by Richard Osmond. Today, the queen ant and her lovers took their nuptial flight, scattering upwards like a handful of cracked black peppercorns thrown in the face of a bear, the bear being, in this case, a simile for the population of Lewisham and Hither Green. There is an increasingly common assertion online that the winged of every ant nest in Britain take off on the same bright morning. This says less about the ants than it does about the state of media in which we place ourselves, connected enough to hear and repeat all claims and verify some, yet prone to confirmation bias owing to algorithms which favor new expressions of that which we already hold to be true. Myth moves in step with commerce. When merchant ships arrived once per season from the Orient, they brought silk and saffron and stories of dog-sized ants which mined gold and took it to the sky only to defend their treasure from camel-riding thieves. Now we receive the exotic via fiber optics as a stream of high-frequency trades. My love, I can't speak with authority on commodity futures, the wonders of the East, and the behavior of insects in Liverpool and Tunbridge Wells, or any city outside my directly observable reality, but it's flying ant day in my heart, if nowhere else. Apples by Laurie Lee. Behold the apples' rounded worlds, juice green of summer rain, the black pole star of flowers, the rind mapped with its crimson stain, the russet, crab, and cottage red burn to the sun's hot brass, then drop like sweat from every branch and bubble in the grass. They lie as wanton as they fall, and where they fall and break, the stallion clamps his crunching jaws, the starling stabs his beak. In each plump gourd, the cidery bite of boys' teeth tears the skin. The waltzing wasp consumes his share. The bent worm enters in. I, with as easy hunger, take my entire season's dole. Welcome the ripe, the sweet, the sour, the hollow, and the whole. A Boat Beneath a Sunny Sky by Lewis Carroll. A boat beneath a sunny sky, lingering onward dreamily in an evening of July. Children three that nestle near, eager eye and willing ear, pleased a simple tale to hear. Long has paled that sunny sky. Echoes fade and memories die. Autumn frosts will slay July. Still she haunts me, phantom-wise, Alice moving under skies, never seen by waking eyes. Children yet, the tale to hear, eager eye and willing ear, lovingly shall nestle near. In a wonderland they lie, dreaming as the summer days go by, dreaming as the summers die, ever drifting down the stream, lingering in the golden gleam. Life, what is it but a dream? Soon the City by Liam Richter. Soon the summer. Now the pleasant purgatory of spring is over. Soon the choking humidity in the city, on the fire escapes, in a sleeveless t-shirt, smoking a cigar, in tune with the tremor of the mindless yellow commercial traffic moving in the city, where no one really buys a car, American or otherwise, where we will, as Rilke said we would, where we will wake, read, write long letters, and in the avenues wander restlessly to and fro on foot in the humidity, where soon I'll shower, dress, take the dog out, and mail this. Over Hill, Over Dale, a cutting from Midsummer Night's Dream by William Shakespeare. This takes place in a wood near Athens. An impish character called Puck is speaking. Over hill, over dale, through bush, through briar, over park, over pale, through flood, through fire, I do wander everywhere, swifter than the moon's sphere, and I serve the fairy queen to dew her orbs upon the green. The cowslips tall her pensioners be, in their gold coat spots you see, those be rubies, fairy favors, in those freckles live their savors. I must go and seek some dewdrops here, and hang a pearl in every cowslip's ear. Farewell, thou lob of spirits, I'll be gone. Our queen and all her elves come here soon. Fireflies in the Garden by Robert Frost. Here come real stars to fill the upper skies, that though they never equal stars in size, and they were never really stars at heart, achieve at times a very star-like heart. Only, of course, they cannot sustain the part. Bed in Summer by Robert Louis Stevenson. In winter, I get up at night and dress by yellow candlelight. In summer, quite the other way, I have to go to bed by day. I have to go to bed and see the birds still hopping on the tree, or hear the grown-up people's feet still going past me in the street. And does it not seem hard to you, when all the sky is clear and blue, and I should like so much to play, to have to go to bed by day? June by John Updike. The sun is rich and gladly pays in golden hours, silver days, and long green weeks that never end. School's out. The time is ours to spend. There's Little League, hopscotch, the creek, and after supper, hide and seek. The livelong light is like a dream, and freckles come like flies to cream. Sonnet 18 by William Shakespeare. Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and summer's lease hath all too short a date. Sometime too hot the eye of heaven shines, and often in his gold complexion dimmed, and every fair from fair sometime declines by chance, or nature's changing course untrimmed. But thy eternal summer shall not fade, nor lose possession of that fair thou ownest. Nor shall death brag thou wanderest in his shade, when in eternal lines to time thou growest. So long as men can breathe or sail a sea, so long lives this, and this gives life to thee. Firefly by Jacqueline Woodson. When it was almost May and yesterday, I saw a firefly. You don't see them a lot in the city. Sometimes in the park, in the near dark, one comes out. You'll hear a little kid shout, "Lightning bug! Firefly!" It's almost May, and yesterday I caught a firefly in my hand. First firefly I've seen in a long, long time. "Make a wish," Miss Edna said. "Make a good one. Firefly's wishes always come true." Barefoot Days by Rachel Field. In the morning, very early, that's the time I love to go barefoot, where the fern grows curly and the grass is cool between each toe. On a summer morning, oh, on a summer morning, that is when the birds go by up the sunny slopes of air, and each rose has a butterfly or a golden bee to wear. And I am glad in every toe. Such a summer morning. Oh, such a summer morning. Summer Evening by Walter de la Mare. The sandy cat by the farmer's chair mews at his knee for dainty fare. Old Rover in his moss-greened house mumbles a bone and barks at a mouse. In the dewy fields, the cattle lie chewing the cud 'neath a fading sky. Dobbin at the manger pulls on his hay. Gone is another summer's day. Arizona by an unknown writer. The devil wanted a place on earth, sort of a summer home, a place to spend his vacation whenever he wanted to roam. So he picked out Arizona, a place both wretched and rough, where the climate was to his liking and the cowboys hardened and tough. He dried up the streams and the canyons and ordered no rain to fall. He dried up the lakes and the valleys, then baked and scorched it all. Then over this barren desert, he transplanted shrubs from hell, the cactus, thistle, and prickly pear. The climate suited them well. Now the home was much to his liking, but animal life he had none. So he created crawling creatures that all mankind would shun. First, he made the rattlesnake with its forked poisonous tongue, taught it to strike and rattle and how to swallow its young. Then he made scorpions and lizards and the ugly old horned toad. He placed spiders of every description under the rocks by the side of the road. Then he ordered the sun to shine hotter, hotter, and hotter still until even the cactus wilted and the old horned toad looked ill. Then he gazed on his earthly kingdom, as any creator would. He chuckled a little up his sleeve and admitted that it was good. It was summer now, and Satan lay by a prickly pear to rest. The sweat rolled off his swarthy brow, so he took off his coat and vest. "By golly," he finally panted. "I did my job too well. I'm going back where I came from, 'cause Arizona's hotter than hell." Warm Summer Sun by Mark Twain. Warm summer sun, shine kindly here. Warm southern wind, blow softly here. Green sod above, lie light, lie light. Good night, dear heart. Good night. Good night. The Lake Isle of Innisfree by William Butler Yeats. And I imagine he is longing for a home in Ireland. I will arise and go now and go to Innisfree and a small cabin build there of clay and wattles made. 9 bean rows will I have there, a hive for the honeybee, and live alone in the bee-loud glade. And I shall have some peace there, for peace comes dropping slow, dropping from the veils of the morning to where the cricket sings. There midnight's all a glimmer, and noon a purple glow, and evening full of the linnet's wings. I will arise and go now, for always night and day I hear lake water lapping with low sounds by the shore. While I stand on this roadway, or on the pavements gray, I can hear it in my deep heart's core. The Woman Who Turned Down a Date with a Cherry Farmer by Amy Neshumatahil. Of course I regret it. I mean, there I was, under umbrellas of fruit so red they had to be born of summer and no other season. Flip-flops and fish hooks, ice cubes made of lemonade, and sprigs of mint to slip in blue glasses of tea. I was dusty, my ponytail all askew, and the tips of my fingers ran, of course, red from the fruit wounds of cherries I plucked into my basket. And still, he must have seen some small bit of loveliness in walking his orchard with me. He pointed out which trees were sweetest and which ones bore double seeds, puffing out the flesh and, oh, the surprise on your tongue with 2 tiny stones, a twin split, making a small gun of your mouth. Did I mention my favorite color is red? His jeans were worn and twisty around the tops of his boot. His hands thick, but careful. Nimble enough to pull fruit from his trees without tearing the thin skin. the cherry dust and fingerprints on his eyeglasses. I just know when he stuffed his hands in his pockets and said, "Okay, couldn't hurt to try," and shuffled back to his roadside stand to arrange his jelly jars and stacks of buckets, that I had made a terrible mistake. I just know my summer would have been full of pies, tartlets, cherry turnovers, and so much jubilee. Adelstrup by Edward Thomas. Looking out a train window in England. Yes, I remember Adelstrup, the name, because one afternoon of heat, the express train drew up there unwontedly. It was late June. The steam hissed. Someone cleared his throat. No one left, and no one came on the bare platform. What I saw was Adelstrup, only the name, and willows, willow herb, and grass, and meadow sweet, and haycocks dry. No whit less still and lonely fair than the high cloudlets in the sky. And for that summer minute, a blackbird sang close by, and round him, mistier, farther and farther, all the birds of Oxfordshire and Gloucestershire. Morningside Heights by William Matthews. Haze. Three student violinists boarding a bus. A clatter of jackhammers, granular light. A film of sweat for primer. And the heat for a coat of paint. A man and woman sitting on a bench. She tells him he must be psychic, for how else could he sense, even before she knew, that she'd need to call it off? A bicyclist fumes by, with a coach's whistle clamped hard between his teeth, shrilling like a tea kettle on the boil. "I never meant," she says. But I thought," he replies. Two cabs almost collide. Someone yells in Farsi. "I'm sorry," she says. The comforts of loneliness fall in like a bad platoon. The sky blurs. There's a summer storm coming up or down. A lanky cat slinks languidly around a corner. How familiar it feels to feel strange, hollower than a bassoon. A rill of chill air in the leaves, a car alarm, hail. When We Got to the Beach by Holly McNish. I screamed, sprinted to the sea, flung off shoes and socks, ran towards imagined heaving waves and jumped each tiny trickle that I found there with just the same excitement. You stayed back, took off your socks more timidly, giggled at your stupid mother. Eventually, you came and took my hand. We jumped together and we jumped together and we jumped together. 3 hours later, collapsing on our backs, we made angels in the sand. The seaside always made me want to scream with happiness. And now with you, I can. The Swing by Robert Louis Stevenson. And I think if you're like me, your happiest summer memories are of when you were a kid. How do you like to go up in a swing? Up in the air, so blue. Oh, I do think it's the pleasantest thing ever a child can do. Up in the air and over the wall, till I can see so wide, rivers and trees and cattle and all over the countryside. Till I look down on the garden green, down on the roof so brown. Up in the air I go flying again, up in the air and down. Thank you for listening to Poet's Corner today. I am your Sun Sounds of Arizona volunteer reader, Rexy, hoping you can stay cool this summer till we meet again.
And the cotton.